Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, what a week. Wow. There is so much going on in the world of golf, in Hawaii golf, women's golf. We got a great show for you today. Good morning. It is Saturday, May 4th. This is the Golf Club coming to you live from the studios on Oahu South Shore. And welcome into the Golf Club House. Our guest today, Gary Williams, host of Five Clubs Golf on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, Alisa Godet, founder Women's Golf Day. She's going to be in the house. Mina Sugimoto, senior director of marketing and creative services at Queens. Yes, but she's also with the Hawaii State Golf Association, committee member, women's division. She'll be in the house. Amanda Cuna, she's also here, blind golfer, adaptive golf competitor, and what a competitor she is. And Colin Weston, sport innovator, golf game changer, host, Mod Pod podcast, that is Mod Golf podcast. He was with us 11 years ago. I mean, the show is almost 27 years old. No, really? I'm only 27? That's wonderful. A Ripped Links Tour is something he created quite some time ago, and that's how long it's been since we've had a chance to talk. But we're going to be talking quite a bit as we talk about the golf innovations that are coming up in the world of golf. And if you're trying to get in on the live stream, and of course you probably can't hear me say this, but we're having some difficulties with our connection that allows everyone to get in on the live stream. So what's the weather today? Partly sunny, breezy. The trades are 15 to 25 miles per hour. They feel stronger at times. And speaking of stronger, the heat index is going to get stronger. 82 to 87 today. Partly sunny, breezy, windward and Mauka side. Numerous showers this morning and then scattered showers in the afternoon. On the leeward side, occasional some showers. You know, I came from the parking lot. I see blue skies and I'm getting rained on. It's a wonderful day in Hawaii. So we're going to come back after this. We're kicking off the show with Gary Williams, and he's the partner and host Five Clubs Golf on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
And we're waiting for Gary Williams, partner and host of Five Clubs Golf on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. And he's partner in Signature Sports Group. I love talking with Gary because not only is he all of that, he was a teaching professional at Ridgewood Country Club. And when you've done teaching, then you can really speak to some of the things you're watching on television and how the players are playing and what is going on with them. And of course, a lot of us wonder what's going on with Jordan Spieth. And I was, you know, going to talk to him about, should he take time off? He has an injured hand, a tendon, and he just keeps playing, but you can't play good if every time you strike the ball, you're in some constant pain. You're not going to perform very well. But then for him to actually heal, it may take months for him, maybe 4 months for him to take off. And is this a good time of the year to be taking 4 months off? But then, you know, you got to, you know, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. And since Gary's not with us yet, I'm just going to talk about some of the things he and I are going to talk about, but we may be right into it when he comes in. He's got a lot of things going on. So Bandon Dunes, would you believe, is about to celebrate its 25 years. 25 years, Bandon Dunes. It seems like yesterday when they were building Bandon Dunes and Mike Kaiser was, everybody was going like, what in the world is he doing? Well, Lynx Golf in the United States really took off because of all the courses that Mike Kaiser decided to create at Bandon Dunes. It's absolutely spectacular. Everybody who's played there, and I have not, everyone who's played there says it's one of the most incredible, you know, like Scottish experiences if you can't go to Scotland. The U.S., didn't have anything like that. And now American players are more than happy to take 2 weeks off and just travel over there. Do we take two-week vacations anymore? Are we down to 1 week? It used to be that we were the ones that went forever on vacation while the Europeans didn't. They would take, you know, just a week. And now we're enjoying it a lot more. Grant Rogers is an instructor at Bandon Dunes. So if you're ever in the neighborhood and you'd like to take a lesson while you're enjoying the amazing scenery, do so. This is so cool, and I'm so excited. Tiger Woods got an exemption into the 2024 U.S. Open at Pinehurst. It's going to be played at Pinehurst number 2, as it always is. And this is his 23rd U.S. Open. He's a, of course, three-time U.S. Open champ. He won in 2000. He won in 2002 and 2008. And the two-time runner-up is also Tiger Woods. So he accepted this special exemption into next month's championship. As he said, the U.S. Open, our national championship, is a truly special event for our game and one that has helped define my career. I'm honored to receive this exemption and couldn't be more excited for the opportunity to compete in this year's U.S. Open, especially at Pinehurst, a venue that means so much to the game. He's it's just interesting because he's also reiterated the desire to play at least once a month on tour. And all of us would love to see Tiger Woods play once a month on tour if he can play. You know, isn't that the big question? You know, do we want him to play and then be disappointed or feel bad that he isn't performing up to what he's expecting himself to be able to? And what we've come to expect of him, which, of course, how can you, given all the different injuries his body has sustained and been repaired, you know, repairs upon repairs. Anybody who's ever had a back situation knows that, you know, how many times can you have your back worked on? It's a real delicate part with all the nerves and things. It's really tough. So I'm just thrilled that he got the exemption, and I wish he could play and play up to his expectations and ours, you know, once a month. That would be great. Something else that Tiger Woods has done, he has emerged, as they put it in this one article, he has emerged from his South Florida private life to go on national TV. And I don't think they're talking about the Bridgestone spots. How did they get, you know, isn't it incredible? Gary Williams is asking me. Yes, we are. Bridgestone, you know, how did they get him to do that? And he doesn't look happy doing it. I know Gary Williams could answer the question that I have. They must have said like, okay, you've got to do this because otherwise, but I don't know what the otherwise would be or the why he should have to do something. But what is he doing? Why has he emerged from Florida, his lovely home there? Well, he is going to promote. Actually, he's not just promoting. He is creating a new apparel line, and it's called Sun Day Red Apparel. Like Sun, S-U-N, not Sunday, but of course he always wore red on Sunday, but it's separated with Sun and Day and Red Apparel and accessory brand. Many of these items are already sold out as of Wednesday. So, you know, good for him. And I know a lot of people who want to wear it. And he was apparently on Jimmy Kimmel on Tuesday night. And then he went on Thursday morning with Carson Daly and promoting all of this. And, of course, you know, by Wednesday, everything was gone. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? All right. And the Masters, by the way, was one of the topics of discussion on Fallon's show. And I saw this picture, and maybe you did too, but I thought the meme was so funny. It was a tree. You see this big stump of a tree, which actually it's the base of the tree, but you don't see the leaves or anything. You just see its trunk. And then out from this, behind the trunk, is a hand. And Tiger Woods is shaking the hand. it's really good. That's Vern Lundquist, by the way, or Lundquist, rather. Vern Lundquist is the one behind a tree shaking Tiger's hand. It just looks really cool. I just got a kick out of it. All right, maybe we give, I think, you know what, probably I gave Gary Williams the wrong time of day. It's been one of those months. You know, everything seems to be a little bit more chaotic than normal. It's always been a little chaotic, but this has gotten a little crazy. Live golfers, Graham McDowell, Jason Kokrak are in the U.S. Open qualifying. They want. Now, they've got a teammate. His name is Taylor Gooch. He will not. No, he said, nope, I am not going to do it. I am not going to do it. I don't know why not. From Bob Herrig, we learn, Sports Illustrated's Bob Herrig, who's been on the show many times. I miss him. We have to have Bob back on, too. 35 players from LIV. They are going to play in the U.S. Open Championship Final qualifying. And yet another caddy at LIV says, from what he sees, about 25%... of all the LIV golfers who move from the PGA Tour to LIV Golf wish they could go back or wish they hadn't done it at all. You took the money and you ran, so there. This is really cool. The CJ Cup, Byron Nelson is, a tournament that dates back to 1944. And he won the Texas Open by 10 strokes over Jug McSpadden. I love that name, Jug. Now, guess who made the cut? Chris Kim. He's 16. Kyle Supa did that at 16. Sony Open made the cut. That was very cool to see. So, it wasn't cool to see is, of course, I've talked about Jordan Spieth earlier, and he missed the cut. And that was really sad to see because Jordan's got this flair to him. And he's gotten so technical, as was pointed out a couple weeks ago on Golf Channel. He's just, always using the sticks and the this and the that and the this and the that. Well, if you hurt, you're not going to be able to perform, no matter how many sticks or different kinds of pieces of equipment you use to try to get better. What getting better would be your, okay. And Jordan Spieth has also, he finds it interesting that he's looking up to Scottie Scheffler. And it's a quote here now. It's kind of the first time I ever looked at somebody younger than me and driven inspiration from somebody younger than me, like I'm inspired by what he's doing. It makes me want to go out and get better. And that's always been someone that's older than me. Kind of the first time I felt that way about somebody that's younger. I think that's incredible. All right, here we go. Valhalla Golf Club is preparing for the PGA Championship. I'm looking forward to Valhalla. That's going to be a very interesting showcasing that Louisville gem during the PGA Championship. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. John Ballard is the guy in charge. And imagine being the superintendent of golf of a major championship. You're the one that's got to put it all together and it's got to gleam. And all the members are staring at you if they see just one thing out of place. We're going to take a break and come back. We've got Elisa Godet, Minna Sugimoto, Amanda Cunha, and Colin Weston in the clubhouse. And hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit of, yes, the one and only Gary Williams. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Good morning again. I just want to let you know that the Aloha Powers Riding Mower Blowout Sale is on now. If you're tired of limping along with your old box store riding mower, I mean, you know, it's just gotten to that point. Well, now's the time to upgrade to a quality rider at Aloha Powers Riding Mower. This is the blowout sale. We have 35 models in stock at the lowest prices of the year. We've got service, parts, accessories for every rider we sell. So for every rider we sell, we've got the service for you. We've got the parts for you. We've got the accessories. Trade-ins are welcome from home to commercial sized. You know, you name it. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Let your equipment do the work faster and smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and, of course, in Waipahu. And as you're traveling through Waipahu, let's say you're going in the westbound direction, you see Waipahu Depot Street. Make a left. If you're going eastbound, make a right. You'll be right there. They're right there. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
All right. I think I can get, I've got tee times. Today's been one of those, you know, it's one of those days we were having equipment malfunctions and I'm trying to take care of everything, make sure that everything get, okay, here we go. So Makalei has a great 8:50 tee time for you or a 9:48 or an 11:10. At Volcano, where it is 54 degrees and we'd probably like it to be 54 when it's 87. There is an 8:36, a 9:10, and a 10:48. And you're probably thinking, are you crazy, Danielle? No, you know, you can put clothes on to get warm. We can't take our clothes off to cool off. All right, we've also got tee times on Kauai at, of course, the beautiful Poipu Bay. There's an 8:40, a 9:10, and that's a 9:30. And the Hawaii Nurses, a wedding group is going out. Is the nurses, they're really, oh, that is so cool. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's also a tee time at Kauai Lagoons, and it's a 10:08. Then we've got on Oahu, a tee time for you at Turtle Bay. How about a 9:16, 10 o'clock, 11:30? Any one of those work for you? Get out and play a round of golf. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:56, a 10:30, and an 11 o'clock. There is the wedding party here, too. Is everybody getting married? It's almost June, right? Of course. We're all having fun before the wedding. Maybe that's it. All right. And then we have Bayview. There's a 8:40 and a 10:10. My producer is trying to write. Maui, we have a gold course, the, of course, beautiful Wailea. 9:30, 10:20, and a 10:30. And then at the Emerald Course, we have a 9:50 and an 11:10 and a 11:20 as well. So a lot. And there's the Maui Adult Daycare. Did I read this right? That Okay, everybody's going out. Maui Adult Daycare, rock on, yes, on the blue course. Maui Nui has an 832 and a 928 and a 1024. And the Jack Miller group is heading out to play. See, it'd be so much fun. I'd love to say what your group is. Just let us know where you're playing. Kapalua has a 1016 and a 12 o'clock. And at the dunes at Maui Lani, there is a 1048. And speaking of getting out and playing a round of golf, Elisa Godet, president, Executive Golf International, author, Two Good Rounds. It's a series. Passionate about growing this game of golf, she is also the founder and the organizer of Women's Golf Day, womensgolfday.com, to engage, empower, and to support, because Women's Golf Day is coming up in May. Welcome into the clubhouse, Elisa Godet.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Hi, where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Beautiful. Is it beautiful?
It is. Yeah. It's warm today.
It's gonna. What's your temperature going to be? We're going to have 87.
Oh, I think we're going to be, let's see, 83 right now.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to get ready for a really hot summer. So we're all getting excited about the week-long Women's Golf Day celebration. That's May 28th through the June of 4th. Locations around the world are hosting Women's Golf Day events on one of those days that week. Tell us, what inspired you to create this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of data that showed women were quick to try golf, but then they were quick to leave. And I think, you know, women tend to learn a little bit differently. And so what we did was we created like a feeder market for, you know, events for women to get into it, to feel comfortable. You know, they said it was intimidating, took too long, that they, you know, didn't feel comfortable. So what we did was we took all that data points and we just flipped it on its head. So that they can, a four-hour format, first 2 hours, women that know how to play golf, play a nine-hole shotgun scramble. Women who are new to golf will take lessons, an hour on the driving range, an hour chipping and putting. And then there's 2 hours of socializing. And the golf course decides when to do it. They decide if it's, you know, what day. As you mentioned, it's now a week. It used to be just a one-day event. And people wanted more options. So the one-day event, the course decides between May 28th and June 4th. And they decide if it's public or private, charge a fee or not. It's their own little business, and they just register with us so that we can help women all around the world find really cool locations. And it astounds me every year. You know, these people, some of the locations have doing it year over year, and you can see how it's grown, and these people have become friends. And that's the idea.
Yeah, yeah. So that when you go to the golf course, you don't feel like you're all by yourself and you don't know anything. You've got your crew with you.
Exactly. And normally, if there was, you know, you and I and six other people were new to anything, any sport or golf, mm-hmm. you know, you don't really know what your options are, what there is to do. So by mixing the new and the existing golfers during the social part, it helps them get comfortable, figure out other ways to get involved, and I think it reignites the women who have been playing for a while to remember when they were, you know, just starting out. Or we have a huge campaign this year. We've had it before, but we're really leaning into it, which is bring a friend. You know, hashtag bring a friend, because we all have a friend we wish played golf,
yeah.
Male or female. But
yeah, and what I like about this is you don't have to, if you're brand new to the game, you're not going to go out and play against somebody who's been playing for a while. You're not going to be intimidated like that. You're going to go with a really cool person who's going to show you the ropes on the range.
Exactly. And there's going to be other people just like you that are new and probably have friends or got, you know, somebody invited them or said, hey, why don't you come to this? It's a great way to get involved. And then, you know, we do tell all of the, you know, directors of golf and people that are running these to please let the women know. And remember that, as I like to say, it's like a two for one. So if you get the female many times, they'll either get children or a spouse or what have you. So let them know what options are available. If there's summer programs for kids, there's league play, there's nine and wine. And I think it doesn't really matter. We don't have to force everybody to be, you know, a competitive league player. they can enjoy, you know, nine and wine. And I think from a business perspective, hopefully the courses realize if that woman who only plays, you know, a couple times a year in a nine and wine decides to have her daughter's wedding, that's a lot more significant for that financially than if she played once a week every week.
Yeah. Yeah, you develop business opportunities in the process of helping someone enjoy the great outdoors, learn a new game, get some exercise, all of the stuff that comes with the game of golf, make new friends, rekindle old friendships, you know, getting together. It just makes so much sense. I haven't seen who might have registered from Hawaii. Have you gotten any registrations from Hawaii yet?
They don't seem to be updated. I know that I'm sure that we'll see this week because we are getting close. It's 3 weeks out. So I would encourage everybody to check back a little later in the week coming up and see, you know, usually I think a couple of them do it for sure. They have.
Yes, they have.
And especially the Troon courses, because Troon, you know, it's Women's Golf Month where they kind of encourage. They have different themes for different months, and June is that for Troon.
Yeah, and Women's Golf Month. Isn't that cool that there's a Women's Golf Month within the industry? It's awesome. We don't talk about it enough. You put a note, and it says, don't forget wear red and white.
Yeah, we tell everybody to wear red and white, and that's been going on now since we started. And then the other thing, too, is even people that want to engage digitally, we started it during COVID. It was called WGD Palooza.
Yes.
So, it's a digital online. In the past, has been like a longer format, like an hour or so. This year, it's going to be short. It's what, you know, a little more of what people's appetite is. But on all our social media accounts, so, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and that's May 28th, and it'll run throughout the week. So it's kind of, we have this, you know, get social on and off the course. So we all know, those of us who play golf, that it's a wonderful opportunity to socialize with people.
Yeah.
But we're really encouraging that both ways. Now, you know, we don't know everybody's schedule.
So
at least they can go on and see what's happening and partake that way and maybe get a feel for it and hopefully get out to the golf course.
So you have
them to get out.
You have, on the social platform, there are giveaways and other things?
Yeah, during this week, doing throughout the year, but really during this week, you know, because we work with all of our partners. So, you know, USGA, PGA, RNA, Callaway, Imperial, Cutter and Buck. And, you know, we do giveaways. They have some little fun video. We put it together. It's a little more of a, you know, formatted event. And then throughout that, we do giveaways. And now we're doing it throughout the week as well. They'll all run together and then different partners will be highlighted throughout the week.
Yeah, it's really impressive, your partners. Women's Golf Day, Women's Golf and Travel, Troon Golf, Troon International, Prestige Flag, Sky Sports, Top Golf, Top Tracer, TPC Properties, Make Golf Your Thing, Modest Golf Management, International Golf Federation, Japanese Golf Federation. The golf chat.
What we did is there was a lot of fragmentation. There's not just one, like, you know, in the NFL, you just go to Roger Goodell or in FIFA. So our industry is a little different, and I think especially for women, it just seemed like so confusing. So for anybody, for that matter, but, this was the idea. So I think anybody who's committed to bringing more women into the game should be involved with us. Like, shame on you if you're not. That's why, you know, I mean, really, like, this is what we're doing. We've created this, you know, monstrosity of a task, which we never thought starting out that it would be this big. But, you know, bringing everybody together, getting everybody with one simple mission, and we step out of the way. We're not telling people how to play golf. There's so many talented, amazing male and female PGA, PGA teaching pros that, that's who somebody should look up. But we have that resource. If you're looking for a lesson, you know, go under we have a resource page. If you want to learn about a handicap and how to get one, that's also there. So it's on the RNA page and on the USGA page. So that's what we're hoping that people really utilize, not just to go on and find an event when it comes time, this time of year. We're really trying to create resources and reasons for people to find the information they need. At one stop.
What's your website?
womensgolfday.com.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Women's...
All our socials are at Women's Golf Day. You know, no no comma or asterisk stuff, but Women's Golf Day.
Yep. Yeah, womensgolfday.com. Now, this is a really cool point. Mother's Day, Mother's Day, it's May 12th, and you can give the gift of golf. Tell us about the I like this, Women's Golf Day, very inspired player. That's VIP.
Yeah, we call it VIP instead of, yeah, very inspired. Just, you know, and the same, you know, we try to really move away from competition. You know, it's somebody, you know, you don't have to be the most important. You have to just inspire to want to play more. So we have a membership program, and we thought, you know, a lot of people sometimes struggle to get somebody a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if they, especially if it's the last minute, you know, they'll get the certificate, but they get a silk scarf and a golf towel from Glove It that was designed specifically for Women's Golf Day. And we do every year, we do a silk scarf with a French designer that does it with us. She's amazing, Valerie Clement.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and we do one every year. And it is, I joke, it's like Taylor Swift. Each one of the scarves has a little, like, hidden messages in there. So if it's the eighth year, you know, you'll see where that's woven throughout and what have you. So, yeah, it's been fun. We're trying to, like I said, just be a resource. So we don't have to be everything to everybody, but a general one stop for information. And most importantly, just, you know, encouraging the industry as well as individuals, you know, to get more women into golf.
Women's Golf Day, very inspired players, the Women's Golf Day VIPs, they also get exclusive offers and discounts and content from around the world, and they get 3 months of cardio golf. That's Karen Palacios Jensen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a great price, $59.99, and mom gets all of that. That's really cool, very cool. Also, what I find so inspiring is that this is an international movement, and I'm probably going to butcher her name because I'm not that good with, she's from Dubai. I don't want to say what, you know, nationality she is because, heck, what do I know? Is it Haya Al Sulaiman, the newest WGD ambassador?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
She's a Saudi woman, and she's the first woman to own own a business. We have it in there. She has a golf tech in Dubai.
That's,
she grew up between Saudi Arabia and the U.S., so, you know, back and forth. And she and her family, her dad, they all learned golf at a golf tech in California. So when she was, you know, trying to figure out what to do and what have you, I think that's where she came up with it. And they have a passion for golf. So I think it's brilliant. Yeah, I was out there a few months ago out in Dubai, and someone had connected us. And, yeah, it's really, you know, that, of course, it makes me happy to join all these people, like yourself too, Danielle. It's very, we have these amazing ambassadors and people that are, you know, just help spread the word and let people know what Women's Golf Day is, and, you know, try to encourage women to try it. Try it, play it more often, whatever works for them.
Yeah.
That's our main thing, too.
It's wonderful. It's terrific that it's international and, you know, places. All right, I have to ask you. You know, you were there a few months ago. I thought you were calling in from the UK, which isn't unusual. This is, I'm talking with Elisa Godet. She's the president of Executive Golf International and the founder of Women's Golf Day. And that's what we're talking about. And you can find out more at womensgolfday.com. So when you say, I was just there a few months ago, I can't say that I've ever been to Dubai. What's it like going to Dubai? What would I expect getting off the plane?
Yeah, it's amazing, I have to admit. Like, it's probably my third or fourth trip, this last one, and it's just astounding every time I go. It's very modern, very progressive. It's not what, you know, people think that, you know, that it's like a scary country or anything like that. No, people could not be more warm, and, you know, the infrastructure is incredible, how it keeps growing, you know, every time I go. And I'd gone even the year prior. So, yeah, I mean, I'm impressed. I like it. I think it's great, the amount of business and international expats that they have there is pretty incredible, people from all over the world.
If I were, as a woman going there, would I need to wear a face covering?
Absolutely not. I went there by myself. Actually, by myself all of the times. But the first time I, you know, it was like, you don't know what to expect, but no, absolutely not.
All right. That's good. I
mean, everywhere, like all the hotels are the same as they are anywhere else in France, and people are out, you know, by the pool or by, you know, there's man-made water there and stuff, lakes and things, in bathing suits and what have you. So, yeah, it's very, very Western.
Very Western. All right, let's go to Dubai. Hey, what do you say? Nani, let's take a trip over the Memorial Day holiday. Oh, it's been so much fun. Alisa Godet, thank you. Women's Golf Day, and it's actually an entire week. So, you know, you can plan between May 28th and June 4th to have your Women's Golf Day at your course. And then everybody can choose, you know, oh, that's a great date for me. I can go there. What time? And you can make it golf and wine. You can do whatever. You know, go to Women's Golf Day. You'll have some suggestions for courses about what they might want to do. Yeah?
Yeah, we have on same thing under our resource. It shows for each, you know, if you're a public or private, resort or off course, you know, because we have all type of locations that participate, retail, everything. So you can go there and get some ideas. And once people register, you know, the golf courses register, they get a digital marketing kit with everything from social media assets to even a little frame you can print, and people want to do Instagram pictures, all kinds of stuff. And that's just done for them. As soon as they register, they get a link to that kit, as well as, you know, we have a vendor list. They want hats, they want shirts, anything they want, it's available there. We try to make it as easy as possible. And also, I have like a little issue. I'd like to make sure that it looks nice. I don't like when I see a lot of these women's events seem to be like an afterthought. So
Yes. I understand.
Like a little real estate sign with the metal thing poked in, like, nope. That's what I used to mention for Steve's Flag. We use the same flag company that all the other, big management companies and golf courses use, and they have an account with them, so they can just call them up, and we're listed there. Same with everything else. We want it to look nice and feel welcome, you know, women to feel welcome and special.
Thank you. Engage, empower, support. It's Women's Golf Day, womensgolfday.com. We're talking with Alisa Godet. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Mina Sugimoto, Hawaii State Golf Association. They've got some plans for Women's Golf Month coming up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458. Or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, the first thing that caught my eye was the rules of golf seminar and exam. Not necessarily the exam part, that scares me every time, but the rules of golf seminar. The Hawaii State Golf Association was presenting. And then I saw the inaugural All About the Ladies Golf Tournament benefiting University of Hawaii Women's Golf, and I saw the 9-hole shotgun tournament, all of this coming up on June 10th. And I thought, I've got to talk to somebody from the Hawaii State Golf Association. There's a lot of stuff cooking here. And Mina Sugimoto is the committee member, Women's Division, Hawaii State Golf Association, certified coach and fundraiser, and she's done so much. Of course, she's the Senior Director of Marketing and Creative Services at Queens Health System as well. You're a very busy lady. Mina Sugimoto, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks so much for having me. Wow, it does sound busy when you lay it out like that.
Well, for everybody listening, the rules of golf seminar and exam, when is that?
Well, I'm sorry to say, not involved in that particular event. Oh, oh. I know that I'm here to talk about All About the Ladies,
yes.
I don't have all the details on that. I'm so sorry.
No problem. I've got them. It's a Wednesday, folks. It's Wednesday the 22nd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You've got to dedicate yourself, okay? Because, you know, if you're going to be in the game, you're going to be teaching, you're going to want to know all this. So here is a seminar at the Honolulu Country Club, Wednesday, May 22nd, and then Thursday, May 23rd. Okay? This is all for you. And day one, we'll review the key elements of the rules of golf and its clarifications using PowerPoint to present text from the Rules of Golf book, USGA videos, scenarios, and a Q&A between subjects. So, and refreshments and lunch are included. Day two, the optional 80-question USGA exam. See, so don't let that exam part scare you. It's recommended, though, for tournament managers and administrators, association rules officials, high school, college coaches, and rules enthusiasts. And refreshments only are included on day two. Now let's get to the fun stuff for women. All right. The inaugural All About the Ladies Golf Tournament. That sounds so much fun, Mina.
Yeah, you know, we've been having months of planning. We're so excited to present this inaugural All About the Ladies Golf Palooza. It's part of Women's Golf Month festivities in June. It's really a time to celebrate women golfers and try to grow the game of golf. It's going to be a 9-hole scramble for women of all ages and all skill levels at the beautiful Kapolei Golf Club, as you said, on Monday, June 10th. You know, it's my first year serving on the HSGA Women's Committee, and I've been really truly honored and humbled to be surrounded by a group of fabulous women who are committed to growing the game of golf, particularly among females. And so really shout out to the rest of the committee, Shara Hyam, Anna Umemura Murata, Julie Miyagi, and Deborah Murabayashi, who have really welcomed this newbie to the committee. And it's been such a pleasure working with them and, you know, planning this event. It's going to be so much fun with activities and vendors on every hole. As you mentioned, it is a fundraiser benefiting the University of Hawaii Women's Golf Team. So it's really an opportunity for us to support our local student athletes. And Danielle, I got to tell you about the tee gifts. Oh, my goodness, the tee gifts. if you're a participant in the tournament, you know, we're so jazzed about our exclusive Eden in Love and Hawaii State Golf Association collab. We've created a cute bag that has all these various golf designs and elements on it, and every player who registers will get one. It's super cute. And we're also going to be including a corksicle tumbler or champagne flute with our All About the Ladies logo on it. So, I mean, just off those two items, you'll want to sign up.
Yes, yes. So this is, you're signing up for 9 holes of golf with your 2 best friends, you know, or you can make it a 6-some?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We encourage people to sign up and join with multiple teams. And, you know, we're going to have a bunch of food and drink on the course, if that's something that draws people to an event like this, it's certainly the draw for me. We have cocktails and mocktails who don't want to have alcohol from Drink Gazaz. We're going to have Ono Grinds from Murphy's Bar and Grill. So we want to shout out to Don Murphy for his partnership and support. We're going to have a take-home microwave bowl from Nabe Amido. Of course, we'll have our awards party following golf, and we'll have various poo-poo there as well. And, you know, the exciting thing for me is that we're going to have golf equipment manufacturers participate. Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, we have it all in this jam-packed nine-hole tournament. Special thanks out to Kapolei Golf Club, of course, and General Manager Jim Sweeter, who has been such a great partner in helping us set up this event.
That's awesome. This is terrific. You're going to have on-course giveaways and games?
Yeah, we'll have a hole-in-one opportunity to win money if you can. Have you had a hole-in-one before, Danielle?
No, but I'd love to.
Yeah, come on. And, you know, this could be your opportunity and win some money. And so for every hole, we're trying to create a fun activity or have a food vendor on each hole, so that for nine holes you're going to have really just a lot of fun and activity. Check-in starts at 1 o'clock p.m. that day, with the shotgun start at 3. And I know it's a Monday, but you know, if you have an opportunity to be able to work a half day and come out to Kapolei in the afternoon, and the next day is a holiday, so no, you know, pressure to rush home.
Exactly.
Just enjoy the afternoon with a bunch of women who all share the love for golf. And it's just a real great opportunity to compete and connect with people.
We're talking about the inaugural All About the Ladies golf tournament. It benefits the University of Hawaii Women's Golf. It's on Monday, June 10, and it's at Kapolei Golf Club. Registration starts at 1 p.m., shotgun at 3 p.m. So between 1 and 3, what are we doing? Eating and drinking and having a good time?
Yeah, I mean, what more is there to do? Not kidding. Well, we're going to have things on the putting green, you know, and of course people can warm up on the driving range, but we'll already have opportunities, like I said, to have some beverages, food, and just enjoy each other's company and just really enjoy the fact that we all have this shared passion for golf. For me, the beauty of golf is that you can be any age and really get along and play, and you can be 8 or 88. I know someone in her 80s who is just killing it right now, winning low net recently in a tournament, and that is just the beauty of this game.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can be 3, you can be 88, and you can all play the game. Seriously. I mean, my next guest started playing golf when she was 5, you know? I mean, you know, it's just,
yeah.
it's terrific. So the format is 3 ladies per team. It's a scramble?
That's correct. And maximum handicap, 36. We'll do a 2-putt maximum, and so that's always fun because you can get aggressive on your first putt. Our field is limited to 108 we're going to try. So, I mean, you don't want to wait to register. The deadline to register is May 31st, and you can do so at hawaiistategolf.org.
Okay. So this is the 9-hole shotgun tournament for ladies only?
It is for ladies only, but, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Paul Ogawa and Barry Amoran with the Hawaii State Golf Association, who attends our women's committee meetings, and they provide great support to us. And like I mentioned, we have some vendors, men who will be there from golf manufacturers, Don Murphy, as I mentioned earlier. So it's not like it's only going to be women there, and we really appreciate the support of our male partners.
Absolutely. So the entry includes 9 holes of golf with your 2 besties, or you can make it a 6-some, you know, and 3 and 3. Great. Exclusive Eden in Love and HSGA collab bag. So the collaboration of the two, Eden in Golf, Eden in Love and Hawaii State Golf Association. And then there's the Corksicle tumbler or plate that comes with the entry. On-course giveaways and games and food and bevy stations. Poo-poo and awards party following the golf, and a takeaway dinner from Nabe Amido. Am I completely ruining the pronunciation of that?
No, that was perfect. You know, they do these wonderful bowls that are with vegetables and meat and ramen, and it's just, it's, they do it in such a way where you can take it home, you microwave it for 4 minutes, I believe, and it's just fantastic. It's like what you can get from the restaurant. I've had it, and Kevin, who is with Nabe Amaido, is such a supporter. He's a golfer himself, and so he was quick to jump in and say, yeah, I want to support this tournament, I want to support UH Women's Golf and support the committee, and so we really appreciate him.
Yeah, so this tournament benefits University of Hawaii Women's Golf. So, see, not only are you having a great time, but you're also supporting the UH golfers. It's awesome. And you can register online at hawaiistategolf.org, hawaiistategolf.org. And there's the federal tax ID that you'll, you know, all of this right here. Hawaii State Golf Association winning again. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. When did you start playing golf, Minna?
You know, I started in my late 30s, so I was a late starter, and I really regret not playing earlier. I think when I was growing up, I was playing a bunch of other sports and didn't think about golf as something that was going to be a game that I would enjoy. But then I fell into it in my late 30s, fell in love with it, and now I can't not play. I don't remember life without it. It's just, it's an addiction. It's a great addiction.
It's a healthy one.
And, you know, and again, it's the opportunity to be able to just socialize with the players that you play with and, you know, spend, you know, it's an up and down game, right? Some days you have a great round and you think, wow, I figured this thing out. And then the next day it's just very humbling because you come back with a higher score. But I think that that's what keeps me coming back, just that challenge.
Yeah, not even the professionals have figured it out. You know, that's the deal. It's, you know, the rub of the bounce and all that stuff. Oh, thank you so much. I know you're about to go play a round of golf, and, you know, it's a very healthy addiction. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us. Minna Sugimoto, real pleasure talking with you. We have to do this again.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's been a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and Amanda Kuna, adaptive golf competitor, world number one visually impaired golfer, a USGA medalist. What a story. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
All right. This is it. You know, it's another Saturday, and we've got to tell you, it's Aloha Powers Riding Mower Blowout Sale. If you're tired of limping along with your old box store riding mower, now is the time to upgrade to a quality rider at Aloha Powers Riding Mower Blowout Sale. 35 models in stock at the lowest prices of the year. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider we sell. Trade-ins are welcome. From home to commercial-sized, mow it, blow it, bag it. Let your equipment do the work. It's faster and easier and smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Let me tell you again, if you're going east on Farrington Highway through Waipahu, you get to Waipahu Depot Street and you make a right. If you're going west, you make a left. And there they are. You'll see the big sign, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
It opened here more than 60 years ago. Who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. To 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types, Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Amanda Cunha, blind golfer, adaptive golf competitor, world number one visually impaired golfer, and a USGA medalist. Todd Leonard had this, and I really need to share this with you. It was the summer of 2020, and Amanda Cunha was playing in the biggest golf tournament of her young life. Cunha flew 12 hours, 4,800 miles with her family from their home here in Hawaii on Oahu. They went to North Carolina to compete in the prestigious North South Junior Championship at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Cunha was 16 and one of Hawaii's top juniors. And this was the first bow of what she hoped would be many on the national stage. She was at Pinehurst, home to so much history, including, of course, you know, Michelle Wee West's triumph in the 2014 U.S. Women's Open. Cunha had never seen such a beautiful golf complex, he writes. What she couldn't know is that by the time she returned to Pinehurst, almost exactly 2 years later, the needles on the plentiful loblolly pines would look like they'd been blended together with a watercolor brush. Pinehurst's famed putter boy logo would be nothing more than a blur. Less than a year after the North-South, while driving to school, Cunha noticed blank spots in her vision. 6 months later, after numerous tests, difficult treatments, wayward diagnoses, she got a definitive assessment. She had Leber hereditary optic neuropathy, a disease that robs people of their central vision. In less than a year, she went from dreaming of playing college golf to being legally blind. If that seems like a cruel fate for a bright, vibrant girl with a 1,000-watt personality, know that Cunha has handled her circumstances more like a mere stumble on a curb than being hit by a truck. Welcome into the clubhouse, Amanda Cunha.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again, Danielle. It really is amazing.
It's great to have you in the clubhouse. I have to ask you, when you said that, you know, what you see right now is like a kaleidoscope oil spill and what a windshield looks like when it rains, all of that combined. That's quite the mess to look at. So what was the most challenging part of this transition from sight to lack of it?
Yeah, well, since I was like starting my senior year when I lost at least the majority of my vision over the summer, a lot of it was simple tasks that were checking my email, doing my homework, taking notes in class, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because everything else didn't really bother me as much. It was mainly the things that I should have been able to do that were just hindered, like everyday tasks that were hindered.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden from what should be a simple just go do it thing becomes a, oh my word, what am I going to do and how am I going to do it?
Yeah, literally. Like I have to get a whole new, I had to get a new iPad, a bigger iPad, like a 12.9-inch iPad.
Wow.
Just to be able to take notes big enough so I could see it while I'm doing it. And now in college, I have a second iPad so that I can use a magnifying app to take photos of my lecture boards so that I can keep up with the material.
Wow. You know, so much of us take it so for granted, you know, that and here you are. Do you find yourself, what is the key to your success?
I would probably say perseverance and just knowing what my mission and what my purpose now is, because that's what keeps me going throughout all of the hard times in, I guess, being in the visual impaired world, is that knowing that there are other kids out there who may not have the resources that I currently have through the University of Arizona,
And so I want to use my knowledge and all of the things that I've gone through to help way more people with visual impairments.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And we're going to talk about helping people in just a second. But I want to know, when did you start playing golf?
I started playing golf at the young age of 5 years old. My dad would take me out on the driving range just to, like, spend some time together. And because I had nothing really else to do, and it was just fun to go out on the weekend, to go to Olamana and on the driving range and just whack a bunch of balls. Because as my five-year-old self, I had no idea what I was doing, so it was all just fun.
Yeah, and you know, there, for a girl to be able to spend time with dad, there's nothing better than that. You know, when you're 5 years old and be able to spend time with dad, and you're in the car driving with him, and you feel so important, at least I did, and so loved. It's a really, really, really special feeling. So I completely know where you're coming from on that one. But Dad, I've seen interviews and where he said you had quite the swing at a very early age. Did you even know that?
Oh, no, I didn't. This is not a great, I guess, now looking back, mindset to have, but I always didn't think I was, like, a good golfer, and partly because that was not just the results I was getting through, like, my junior tournaments and everything like that. So I had always just known it was something I liked doing, but I never knew I was, like, you know, really any good at it, just because of, like, you know, the field. And I was also off, you probably, like, not taking it as seriously as I should have been as, like, a middle schooler and high schooler, but
yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you're a kid at the, you know, back then.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah. So here you are. You're playing around, you know, on the driving range, and you're getting to know your swing just a little bit. So when does Dad decide to take you to the Casey Nakama Junior Golf Academy?
Yeah, so since we're at Olamana already, that's where Casey used to be, and we would always see his program, like, practicing, going out on the golf course. And so I think he probably asked him, like, hey, what's, like, the earliest age I can get my daughter in? And his rule is that 7 years old is, like, the bottom line age that he'll start accepting students.
Oh.
And my dad was like, all right, we'll be back when she turns seven. So we were there for that next season.
And it's perfect. We'll be back when she's seven, and there you are. It's her birthday. Let's go. Well, he knew.
No, really.
Really, he knew. He knew what he saw. And so did you. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up is, I can't help but wonder, you grooved your swing at a young age. Did that help when you found that you couldn't see anymore to compensate for the lack of sight?
Oh, for sure, yeah, because I definitely relied on my muscle memory from what I had. And since I obviously couldn't tell how far I was hitting anything, just knowing, like, how much, like, force and how, like, long I should take back in the backswing, how far that would go, it definitely helped in the beginning, and now I'm able to fine-tune it.
Yeah.
So it's really good that I was able to golf before.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So now when you talk about not knowing the distance, when you're in competition, do you have someone, are you allowed to have someone who can tell you the distance?
Yeah, so when the inaugural USGA Adaptive Open happened, I think soon after, they had made some changes to the USGA rule book. So in, I think it's rule 25 is for those with visual impairments, or it might be just with disabilities in general. But so now it states that any person who is visually impaired, who's legally blind, is able to have a caddy basically help them throughout their golf game, standing behind them when they swing, taking their yardage, aligning their putt. And it is really just good to have that as, like, the backbone of the rules in the official rules book.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's my dad.
And that's your dad. Way to go, Dad.
That's my
coach. That's wonderful. So you chose University of Arizona, the adaptive golf program there. Did you have many choices?
Well, before losing my sight, I was originally looking at a few different colleges, but then when I did lose my sight, and I started kind of feeling like, oh, I don't think I could play on like a D3 golf team, even if I wanted to, I don't think I'd get like the support, or that wasn't even on my mind playing golf at that point, when I was applying for colleges. But, my main school that I was looking at was the University of Arizona, primarily because they had what's called the Disability Resource Center, and that basically gives students the ability to succeed in the classrooms and in their tests and exams. So you're able to get extra time, and those with like different disabilities are able to thrive in their like isolated testing areas, instead of being in the large lecture hall.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That was my main thing of being in Arizona. And then from the DRC, we kind of like learned that they also had the adaptive athletics program. And we saw that golf was one of the options, and we were like, like, this is pretty perfect, right?
Yes. And the sky opened up and you said, yes, I'm going to the University of Arizona.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Oh, boy, I get it.
Yeah.
Now you are so successful in so many things. I'm so proud of you. Golf in Paralympics. Is golf not in Paralympics yet?
Not currently, no, but I'm really hoping that it gets to the Olympics when it comes to LA. That would be amazing. To allow that to be part of it, because right now it's probably it would be very successful because of how many like adaptive golfers there are and how good the competition field is.
Wow.
And so I'm throughout the next few years, I'm definitely going to be advocating for them to add it.
Yeah.
It would. Yeah.
Yeah. They should
change the world.
It's change the world is what you're going to do. So there's something coming up in Vienna, Austria. You know, this is so cool. In Susenbrunn, it's the Susenbrunn Golf Course. It's July 23 to the 26th, and it's called the Road to the Vision Cup. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so basically this is a tournament similar to the Professionals Ryder Cup tournament, where North America is competing against the rest of the world, and there have been 8 visual impaired golfers selected, 4 men and 4 women, me being one of the women, and we're going to all head out to Vienna to play in a match play tournament, and yeah, it's pretty exciting, and I've never played really in a match style besides just like fun, you know, rounds, but I am really excited to put the work in over the summer and get myself over to Vienna and help out.
Is Dad going?
Yes, my entire family actually is going. I'm so excited for my mom to also be there as well, because I know she loves seeing my tournaments and walking the courses, but most times during school year, and my brother, who's in middle school, can't miss school that much.
Yeah.
So she has to stay home and hold down the fort. So I'm excited for her to come to this one.
So this is the Road to the Vision Cup. It's a Ryder Cup style golf tournament played between North America versus the rest of the world in Vienna, Austria. Beautiful, beautiful place. Now, in addition, it's the Jim Glick Millions for Tucson raffle. Can tell us a little bit about that, because we can purchase tickets.
So the University of Arizona has graciously partnered with Jim Glick, who is a pretty popular like auto dealer person. I'm not sure the exact title for it, but basically they partner for his raffles that he has here in Tucson, and we're able to have all of these proceeds go directly to getting me to Vienna and Yeah, basically he is giving the three amazing prizes for three lucky winners. One of them being a Jeep Wrangler.
Wow.
And the second one being free first class tickets, round trip to anywhere in the world, which I would love that. And then the third, which not the least, but the third is $5,000 cash.
Wow.
Yeah, it's some amazing prizes that he has donated to me to be able to have for these raffle prizes. Yeah.
That's incredible.
He's been so supportive. Yeah, and he's just been so supportive of me before coming to University of Arizona. I had my first tournament at one of the local golf courses, and I can just remember him during our banquet ceremony, him just hyping me up and telling everyone that he's so excited for a new adaptive golfer to be bestowed upon at the University of Arizona.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, he's always been a huge supporter.
That is wonderful. So I'm going to read this. To support Amanda's trip, please purchase your Millions for Tucson raffle ticket from director Peter Hughes. 100% of the proceeds go to supporting this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Amanda. Reach out to Peter Hughes via the phone number and an email. So while you're thinking there, I this is legal in Hawaii, right? I'm assuming we can do this without getting in trouble, but here's the phone number. It's 520-626-5499, or, you know, numbers, or you can just go to email. It's pthughes@arizona.edu. There. Perfect. Wow. Well, I am going to, you know, if it's legal, I'm going to get me a raffle ticket because I want one of the, you know, what was that now? A trip for two around the world?
Yeah, a round trip first class. Yep.
That's the one I want. I want to go someplace first class. Yes, nothing like flying that way. Amanda Cunha, blind golfer, adaptive golf competitor, world number one visually impaired golfer. Support this lady. Okay, thanks for being inside the clubhouse. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to meet Colin Weston, sport innovator, golf game changer, host of the Mod Golf podcast, and he did the Ripped Links tour. Was that really 11 years ago? We'll be talking with Colin after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items.
Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Okay, we want you to be the ninth caller. Call in to win a Poipu Bay gift certificate. There are two. One for you, one for a friend. Just be the ninth caller. 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Colin Weston, sport innovator, golf game changer, and host of the Mod Golf Podcast. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, my friend, thank you for having me back after 9 long years of having me on last time. It's good to be back.
It was 9 years ago that we were, was that when you did Rip Link's tour?
That's where we started, where you managed to find us and we connected, and that was our first golf venture in the entrepreneurship space 9 years ago. Hopefully this goes well enough that it's not going to take another 9 years for you to invite me back on the golf club. I hope I do better this time.
All right, Colin. Colin showcases the golf industry's entrepreneurs and influencers, the men and women who are bringing it to the game of golf. I mean, like in bringing it to the game of golf. So give me some examples of some of the, you know, new things. What are these influencers that you have on your podcast, and what are they bringing it? What are they creating for golf?
Yeah, well, I guess the best way to describe it, Danielle, is that diversity across the spectrum of innovation, and it doesn't necessarily have to be around technology, even though I do cover that quite a bit. Sometimes it's about the kind of the grassroots movements in places where golf has not, you know, been most prevalent. Whether it's with underrepresented communities, women, BIPOC communities, LGBTQ plus communities, or even other nations. Like in Uganda, I had a great episode on late last year with a young man named Mimsege.
Mimsege. Yes, he's on my show a lot.
He's probably listening here, and I mispronounced his name again. Isaiah, I apologize.
It's all right.
So the rise of golf in Uganda, and just talking about these places and these people that are being entrepreneurial and community builders and doing just amazing things. Another example also, I had Amy Bacchestetti on, and her father on, who, as you probably know, she started up the I Got This Foundation, and she has Down syndrome, and as a member of the kind of neurodiverse community, and the amazing things that they're doing, once again, to make golf more welcoming, fun, and inviting and innovative for everyone. And that's really what we showcase and we celebrate on the Mod Golf Podcast with the innovators and the entrepreneurs that we have on the show.
That's nice. Anything like equipment innovators or people who are doing, you know, creating new ways to make a club? Who knows?
The answer is absolutely yes. I just love that space also. My background is traditionally in architecture. I don't come from a golf background at all until 10 years ago, where we stumbled into it with Rip Link, so we can talk about it in a minute if you'd like, and how we got connected there. So I'm finding that a lot of club manufacturers and equipment, there's a lot out there, but unless something's really innovative or at least a little bit different that other people aren't covering. So of course I'm independent. So there's other podcasters and broadcasters that have way more resources and quite frankly are much better at doing that type of thing than I am. But a great example is with, I had, Cobra Puma Golf on, the chief product officer, a year or so ago when they had their first 3D printed club that was starting with their putter. So I'm just fascinated with the backstories of the technology and prototyping and kind of that design thinking piece also. So really pulling the curtain back, and I want to learn about the why, not just about the product. I don't do infomercials, just like with all the entrepreneurs I have on, including you. I had you on the show to tell your amazing life story. Gosh, that was middle of last year, and I just want to dig deep and to get those stories out there. And that's what I found my audience, our tribe of mod golfers, really, really love. Yes, they love golf, but they also love that entrepreneurial journey, and they love those backstories of what worked and what didn't work, that kind of that messiness of life and entrepreneurship and everything in between.
Yeah, creativity and where it comes from and what inspired them to make something that they thought would be that, you know, super duper thing that would sell. Which is, you know,
yes.
It's not easy. Colin Weston, sport innovator and golf game changer. Now, with Ripped Links, how did that go?
Well, that's really interesting. Looking in the rearview mirror now, as our first golf venture, as I mentioned earlier, we were not in the golf industry at all. We kind of stumbled into it. My background in sport architecture, I've worked myself and business partner, Philip Davis, with our sport entertainment company. Our background is in architecture, working at that Olympic game level, both venue and stadium design, event design, Olympic bid packages, that type of thing. And saw an opportunity in golf. This is 2013, 2012, when golf was really on the decline. Courses were closing everywhere. Rounds played were down. Equipment sales were down. And this just got on our radar. And then we created a format that was more like, if you will, American Ninja Warrior meets 16th hole at the Phoenix Open on steroids, Cirque du Soleil, dropping in the middle of a city, but still elite-level golf. Very much what you see now with what Rory and Tiger are doing with their Tomorrow Sports and the TGL, that league that's going to be launched next year. We were very early on, and it's interesting in entrepreneurship. I talk about this with the over 200 guests that I've had on and the work I do in the startup and entrepreneurship space. Success often lies in timing. If Uber or was 5 years earlier or 5 years later, it might not have worked. The same with Airbnb. And the same with Ripped Links. The technology wasn't there. Top Golf wasn't quite a thing yet. So the whole golf entertainment space wasn't a thing. So looking back, we were just a little bit too early, even though that crazy story that I can spend an hour on your show telling you about, of the ups and downs and how we went to the PGA show for the first time and met all these wonderful people and almost got that thing off the ground and funded for $2 million. But that didn't quite work out. But out of that, this is the great thing about entrepreneurship, and the challenging thing is it's not a straight line. So even though Ripped Links wasn't that success we were hoping to have back in 2015 or so, we then met all these people from Top Golf, and then we became consultants for them. We did some amazing work with them, and that's just informed us of the other ventures that we're now currently working on. So one of those other hats I wear when I'm not doing the Mod Golf podcast and the YouTube channel content creation, we are entrepreneurs in the golf space. So we've got some other ventures that we're working on that are going to be launching fairly soon.
I saw something interesting. One of the ventures that you're working on?
That is correct. So Putt-Yeah, love that name. It resonates really well. So once again, coming out of the work that we did with Top Golf, we created, they call it Top Golf Live now. They originally called it Top Golf Crush. And what that is their mobile activation. So when they drop into Major League Baseball stadiums or NFL or college football stadiums for 4 or 5 days, and they have a kind of a mobile Top Golf, if you will. And we created that with them and then activated that and then handed that off. So everything we've learned from working with Top Golf and other people in the golf entertainment space is like the success formula. So Putt-Yeah, best way to say this with just waving my hands in the air without people seeing imagery right now, is if you imagine, rather than a golf simulator, it's a putting pod. So it is the Top Golf for putting. So it's gamified with a game engine. So with the video projections down on the putting surface, part pinball machine, if you will, that you're putting, but it's a game. And everybody can play. And you have your bay, just like a Top Golf. And as far as your food and your drinks, everything comes to you as compared to traditional mini golf, which is really, once again, resurging and taking off. You're still moving around. There's still that throughput issue, as only so many people can play at once. And where do you put your beer and where do you put your burger? And Top Golf managed to crack the code on that by having everybody just stay in one place with their friends in a bay and doing that with 100 bays in every single venue. So Putt-Yeah, that's what we're creating there. So it is the Topgolf of putting, that it is a imagine a simulator bay for putting. And there is some other companies out there that are doing putting, kind of digital putting, if you will, but it's more for high-end elite training. And I've seen them at the PGA show, and they're doing wonderful work. But they're all focusing on training or practice as far as for players, and that's great. So everything that we do always folds in or has looking through that lens of entertainment. We want to not only have people that love golf like all of we do, but those, just like what Topgolf's done, people that have lapsed, they don't play golf anymore, and to bring them back, or people that have never picked up a golf club before. So having that gateway, that first experience, and putting is mini putt or mini golf for years has been that for so many people. So we're bringing mini golf into the 21st century and beyond, I guess you can say.
So what's the cabin concept, C-A-B-N? What does that mean?
So with cabin, so Canada, where I am, I'm in beautiful Vancouver here on the West Coast. Canada has more golfers per capita than any other country in the world. We have over 6 million recreational golfers for 40 million people in the country here. And there's no Topgolf. There's no golf entertainment facility across the country. There's kind of one or two smaller ones that are kind of sprinkled across the country, but Topgolf hasn't come here. And long story short, Cabin Club is our version. That's more of a longer term venture we've been working on, and putting the partnerships together and the land holdings is to create a Topgolf alternative in Canada here. And we've seen the market because we've worked with Topgolf over the years, and we know that Canada can support anywhere between 12 to 20 venues across the country. So that's more of a longer term piece. I know you're probably thinking, Colin, you got so much going on. What are you focusing on here? But all these things are connected with what we're doing. And the podcast has been with Mod Golf has been this amazing way to create community and to connect with people in an authentic way and kind of build up, I guess you can say, my social capital by giving first and having amazing people like you on the show to tell their stories.
So what does Mod Golf mean?
Mod, great question. No one's ever asked me that question. So a couple of meanings there. Mod for modern, I think contemporary or the future. So with Mod Golf, with that. And also I have a British background. So with if anybody's old enough, like you and I, that have seen The Who, Quadrophenia, or that movie, and knowing what mods are.
Yes.
So that whole mod movement in England, that you lived there for a while, so you know exactly, you know, you've lived it, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of a connotation with that because I just kind of love that. I kind of grew up with that as having a bit of a British background. So the whole mod movement there, and also combined with modern, is how we came up with Mod Golf.
Yes. Well, I like that. Mod Golf. The Mod Golf Podcast. We're going to be talking with, yes, Colin Weston, Mod Golf Podcaster. We're going to be talking with him on a regular basis here inside the clubhouse about all these innovations that you might hear first right here inside the clubhouse, the Golf Club House. And I just want to thank you for being inside today. Thank you so much, Colin. I want to thank the people who make this show possible first. Jeff Berger from Hilo. Congratulations, Jeff. You've won 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, and you know exactly how beautiful that golf course is. And they've just done an incredible sort of, I don't know, fluff and fold. You know, when you get all, you go to the spa and you get all done up. So they've done up the Poipu Bay Golf Course. You're really going to have a good time. And I'd like to thank the people who make this show possible. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime, forever. For self, for health, for friendship, go golf. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, they know a thing or two. They've gone through the modernization process. And, you know, if you can't find a place, if it's not signage, you need signage. They can't find you without your sign. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. It's our Rider Mower Blowout Sale, and that's the Riding Mower Blowout Sale. 35 models in stock. Get yours today. Mow it, blow it, bag it. We put power at your fingertips. Evile and Waipahu, work smarter, not harder, for heaven's sakes. Aloha Power Equipment and Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, and their staff will help you find the perfect one for you or the perfect gift. And if you can't figure that out, give them a gift card. Now at the Pro'okai Shopping Center, thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. I hope you'll join us next week again inside the clubhouse, the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.